You know, somewhere in the song it says, don't get involved with a guy.
Yeah.
That, what did he say? That has money every weekend, but during the week, he has nothing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Like, he always has a plan. For a good time. Yeah.
No.
But during the week, with the important stuff,
those
inherency.
Yeah, it's giving scrub.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ain't got no focus. You're just running the streets. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Sorry if it sounds judgerig, but that was the point.
No, it's listen, it's not even being about judgerig. At the age that we are right now.
You brought back something that actually happened like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Where I actually knew someone like that. Like during the week. Yeah, but like during the week, it's like, oh, my car is this and I need to get this fixed and whatever. And I'm just stressed about this and it's work. And then the one time it's like, oh, my car is not even working. And I don't even have cab money to work. And I'm like, okay. Right?
But and you need to be sure, ride or die, shake one. Help the almost.
No, it wasn't like that.
It wasn't that type of situation. It wasn't okay.
With a friend, but it's a very long time ago. And then the person lived out of town, right?
Yeah.
But then, from Chuarongo to Ventuk to come chill and have a good time. That person had money.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you see that?
You're driving from Chuarongo to come and... chill in Ventuk?
And you know what, man? Funny enough, now we all know people like that.
Yeah.
Wow, it's actually crazy.
Should we ask them to send us names?
There's a couple of names that can pop up in my head. I can see them. it's us. We're going to come, man.
Together.
It's 6:39 on Namibia's Island. So thank you so much for choosing us. Now, the performance of the referees at the World Cup has been a talking point of some sort, Shaquan.
Yes.
Some games, the referees get it right. They get it pristine right.
Yeah,
okay?
That's true.
But other games, when you watch the games, you are like, you are puzzled at the calls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you not see that? Like,
or
one of you, when you remember...
Exactly, when it was so fired up and so annoyed with that referee in that game against Uruguay.
Mm.
And you know what? I thought we the only ones that saw it, Shaquan. But we asked a former Vavica great, Daryl De La Harp, perhaps just to weigh in on it. Has he seen it as well? Is there something that that as locals that we see? You know what I mean? And how would we rate the overall performance of the referees so far in the World Cup? Let's quickly hear from the Abu team.
Hi, mate. It's good hearing from you guys again. Yeah, thanks for the question. I think it's a very good question concerning about around the refs. There's been a lot of talk about the refs and how every ref has been officiating the game so far, especially the difference between the Tier 2 and Tier 1 nations. I think it's been a mixed bag, to be honest. Certain refs, obviously you could see that they've got a tendency to just blow to the letter of the law and keep it as white and black as possible. But then I think for me personally, the better refs is the one that gives a little way towards the rugby decisions, you know, the odd high tackle that's really not that dangerous, just giving a penalty instead of giving a yellow card and referring it to the bunker.
Because you're disrupting the whole game.
They've been very strict on that. But I also think it's been a clear message to all the teams that we're gonna keep it as straight as possible, refer it to the bunker. I think that's also because they wanna start ironing out all the things before they get to the quarterfinals, because we don't wanna have a quarterfinal to be decided because of cards. Especially if you look at the Fiji Wales game, officiating was the referee was not good, and that cost Fiji. And now a team like Fiji that has been playing brilliantly,
absolutely.
And Wales as well, to their credit. But now Fiji has to fight for another game, and that could lead them making the quarterfinals. And if you look at the Uruguayan Namibian game, in my eyes it was two cards and it was the right decisions. But then again, looking at what the game was offering and how much was at stake,
yes,
could the ref maybe handled it a bit different, but then it would have been not consistent to what they've been blowing or what they've been told to blow. So yeah, it's been a real mixed bag. I think a team that's been handling the refs very good is Ireland so far. They've been very good concerning all the penalties around the ruck time and maul time and, you know, the odd penalties off the ball stuff. So it's going to be very interesting. I honestly don't think it's... I think South Africa ref Jacob Pepper has been brilliant. But it's going to be very interesting for the rest of... for the last couple of games left before the pool stages end.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I hear what he's saying in terms of, look, we get the rules, but sometimes... because, you know, in football, right?
Yeah.
They sometimes look at the occasion.
Mm.
Right? They look at the occasion. They look at what is at stake.
Okay.
And also the flow of the game.
Mm.
Right?
Mm, I mean,
if you are trigger happy,
mm,
you disrupt the whole game.
The whole game, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, sport is for entertainment,
mm-hmm,
right? Yes, as obviously athletes themselves,
you want to win, but
at the end of the day, you want to entertain.
Yeah,
there's TV rights, millions of dollars worth of TV rights. There's people that paid exceptional ticket prices
and traveled around the world to come and see
this game, and now the game is being interrupted because two guys are in the sin bin.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think there was a tackle. I'm trying to remember which game it was actually, but I think it was a South African game. Where there was a tackle. No, it was actually the Namibian game. A tackle that happened with the last one that we played.
Yeah.
And it was so unnecessary. And then our guys just get a yellow card.
Yeah.
And like you could see the look on the guys' faces. They were like, what is going on right now? It was wild.
Yeah. But thank you so much, Adero, for the analysis. It's not a good thing when we say it's been a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Of results when it comes to refereeing. It's supposed to be consistent. That means there is a problem.
But you know what, partner? This is something that we also have to take note of, ne? Depending on who the ref is, depending on where they come from, depending on who they personally also support. Yes, they're not supposed to be
Not
supposed to.
Yeah.
But we see it with different sport codes. We'll see it in a Premier League, we'll see it with the netball, we'll see it with the, you know, all of these things. So what do you think is going to happen at a Rugby World Cup? Do you know what I mean? Because he did mention, Daryl, he said that he did see somewhat of a difference between the T2 and tier one and tier two nations.
That's also true.
Yeah.
That's also been a talking point. The apartheid that tier two nations are facing.
Yeah. When they actually face the tier one nations.
Yeah. Anyhow, something to think about. It's 7:45. The Namibia's Heart and Soul is your one-stop shop.
For all things rugby.
For all things rugby. You see what I did there?
I know.
I was smart.
Yeah.
And I got the words right.
Yeah, yeah.
Not body in water.
Go away.
Welcome to the pulsating round of 16 in the Fresh FM Music World Cup.
Are you ready?